Hi everybody, this is Utkarsh Rana here on the Asterix show, and I'm really glad to be here, and I will introduce myself, but before that I really want to thank everybody for inviting me to the Asterix show, to the podcast. And I think Asterix study as a whole is a really great concept and a really great initiative, and it will help students all around the country, and it will also give a direction to the youth. I think it is a great concept, and kudos to the students who are working on the same, and I am really glad to be here again. So I'm Utkarsh Rana, as I told. I'm 21 years old. I have completed my graduation from Delhi, and now I'll be doing my post-grad, my master's in philosophy. And philosophy is the thing that we are going to talk about today. Apart from philosophy, what else do I do? I make YouTube videos. I have my own YouTube channel after my name, which is Utkarsh Rana, and I have my own podcast, which is the Utkarsh Rana Show. Again, I talk about philosophy on my podcast. You can listen to the podcast on various streaming platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, or anywhere you want to. And I am a part-time WordPress developer. I design basic WordPress websites, and I do some graphic designing as well. So yeah, I have experience in a lot of fields, but my main concern right now, academically and passionately, is philosophy. So we are going to talk about philosophy today. So before I really get into philosophy, I really want to talk about the way we get into philosophy today in this episode. So basically, there are mainly two ways to get to any subject matter. Sabse pehla tarika hota hai to know what is the subject matter that you are studying about, what it truly is. Suppose I'll take the example of coding, because it is prevalent in these times and many students can relate to it. Suppose you want to learn coding. So sabse pehle to tum ye decide karoge, what is coding actually? Coding hoti kya hai? What is computer language? And only then you will move forward to, why do I need to learn coding? The second thing is, why do I need to do this? Or why does coding exist at all? Or why do I want to do coding in my life? So this is the secondary question. Now the second way to learn anything is, you ask the why question prior to the what question. You ask, okay, why do I need to study coding? And then you get the answer to these questions. Why does coding exist in the very first place? You get answer to this question, and then you move forward to the what question, ki akhir coding kya hai. So you make the why statement earlier, you answer it, and then you go to the what statement. And it is the latter thing that we are going to go about today. Dusre tarike se hum chalne wale hain, and we are going to ask the why question first, and then we are going to get into the know-hows and what's the philosophy. Then we are going to talk about a lot of FAQs about philosophy. How you can pursue philosophy, why would you need to pursue philosophy, how can philosophy impact you, how can philosophy help you, and what philosophy actually is. And I'll take you through a philosophical journey today, through a story, through a timeline, and through means of history. So stay tuned to the episode, and we'll start now. So the first question being, why does philosophy exist in the very first place? How did philosophy come into our lives? We as humans, I'm talking about the humankind, or humankind, humans mein ye philosophy ki knowledge, aur ye knowledge lene ki urge kahan se aayi? We'll get through this sabse pehle. So I'm going to use this beautiful tool today, which is called history, which is going to help us throughout this episode. So I'll start from थाउजेंड्स ऑफ ईयर्स अगो जब हम लोग प्रिमिटिव हुआ करते थे, प्रिमिटिव बींग्स, वी यूज टू रोम अराउंड इन द फॉरेस्ट्स, वी हैड नो परमानेंट डेस्टिनेशन, वी हैड नो प्रॉपर फूड, और हम हंटरर्स और गैदरर्स हुआ करते थे. सो दिस इज वियर वेयर वी ऑल स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम, नो? तो वो करने के बाद आफ्टर अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम वी रियलाइज्ड दैट वी नीड अ परमानेंट सेटलमेंट एंड दैट वी कांट रन आउट फॉर फूड एवरी सिंगल डे बिकॉज देर आर अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हु आर गेटिंग ओल्डर. देर आर यंग चिल्ड्रन, दे आर न्यू बॉर्न चिल्ड्रन हु जस्ट कांट सर्वाइव द रैथ ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट एंड ऑफ वाइल्ड एनिमल्स. सो दे रियलाइज्ड दैट ओह वी नीड टू सेटल एट अ पर्टिकुलर प्लेस, और यहाँ पर रह कर भी हम चीज़ें कर सकते हैं. दैट इज़ वेयर एग्रीकल्चर स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम. एग्रीकल्चरल रेवोल्यूशन केम आफ्टर अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम सिंस ह्यूमैनिटी स्टार्टेड. सो इससे रिलेटेड एक बहुत ही अच्छा कॉन्सेप्ट है, एंड देन वील कंटिन्यू द स्टोरी अगेन. इट इज़ कॉल्ड द हायरार्की ऑफ नीड्स एंड इट वॉज गिवन बाय अब्राहम मास्लो. अब्राहम मास्लो एक बहुत ही फेमस फिलोसोफर रहे हैं, and he is very famous for this concept of hierarchy of needs. Now I'll tell you ki ye hierarchy of needs hota kya hai. You imagine a triangle or a pyramid in front of you, aur us pyramid mein tum bahut sare sections bana do, horizontally divide kar do usko pyramid ko. So the bottom most, jo sabse bada part hoga us pyramid ka ya us triangle ka, that is the primary needs of all humans, जो कि है survival, जो कि है existence. And for existence we need food, we need water, we need basic things. So this is the primary need of all humans. Out of all the needs of humans in their whole lives, this is the most important need of all. और यही need इंसान सबसे पहले पूरी करने के लिए देखता है. So when you complete these primary needs in your life, it is only then that you think about the secondary needs in your life, which is having a partner, having children, and then having some luxuries, and ye sab cheeze kafi baad mein aati hain. So you complete the primary needs in the very first place and then you move to the secondary needs. Aur yahi hum insano ke sath bhi hua. Jab hamari primary needs puri hone lagi, when we settled down in our permanent homes, when we built huts, when we had agriculture to give us food, when we had rice to eat, wheat to eat, we domesticated animals as well. Hamare paas cow thi, buffalo thi milk dene ke liye, hamare paas sari cheeze available jab hone lagi, it is then that we started moving towards the secondary needs in our life. और जब वो सेकेंडरी नीड्स पूरी होने लगी, देन वी शिफ्टेड टू सिविलाइजेशंस. फिर एक एक फैमिली नहीं रहती थी, देन अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल स्टार्टेड बिल्डिंग देयर हट्स अराउंड अदर हट्स. तो हमने वहाँ से एक कम्युनिटी बिल्ड करना सीख लिया, एंड देन वी मूव्ड इनटू किंगडम्स. और वो किंगडम्स में हैं जो पावर के स्पेक्ट्रम के ऊपर रोल्स डिसाइड होने लगे. दोज हु हैड मोर पावर बिकेम किंग्स, दोज हु हैड लेसर पावर did other jobs. और ये kingdom establish होने के भी काफ़ी time बाद, when we realized कि हमारी जो basic needs हैं उनके बारे में तो हम भूल ही चुके थे, because they were getting fulfilled so easily that we never thought about them. तुम खुद सोच कर देख लो, how often do you think about your survival in this day? You think about bigger needs right now. You think about your career, you think about your future, you think about clothes, you think about gaming, you think about podcasts, you think about so many more things. How often do you think about your existence? How often do you think ki are mere ko hunter banna padega, I need to hunt and gather for my dinner tonight? You don't think about this, right? Because those are getting fulfilled very easily. So you have secondary, tertiary, and you know, you go on like this. Aur tumhari needs jo hain wo bahut change ho chuki hain compared to our needs thousands of years ago. तो जब हमारी नीड्स पूरी होने लगती हैं, it is then that we need to occupy our minds to something. It is then that we need to get busy with something. It is then that we need to do something. So, जब बहुत सारी needs पूरी होने लगी, उसके बाद humans ने realize किया कि oh, there is a whole world apart from us. हमारे अलावा भी एक पूरी दुनिया है जिसको हमें explore करना है. And this is where science and philosophy की start took place. Now I'll come to this story yet again in a few minutes. Until then, I'll define what philosophy is and I'll continue the story after that. So to describe the literal meaning of philosophy, you break down philosophy into two words, which is philo and sophy. So I'll continue with the philo word first. अगर यहाँ पे कोई साइंस के स्टूडेंट्स हैं जो इसको सुन रहे हैं तो यू माइट हैव हर्ड द टर्म्स हाइड्रोफोबिक एंड हाइड्रोफिलिक. केमिस्ट्री में हम लोगों ने सोप फॉर्मेशन और इस सब में पढ़ा होता है हाइड्रोफोबिक और हाइड्रोफिलिक चीज़ों के बारे में. सो फोबिक इज समथिंग दैट रेजिस्ट्स एंड फिलिक इज समथिंग दैट अट्रैक्ट्स और लव्स. हाइड्रोफोबिक जो चीज़ें होती हैं वो पानी को रिपेल करती हैं एंड हाइड्रोफिलिक जो चीज़ें होती हैं वो पानी को अट्रैक्ट करती हैं. सो दिस इज़ वेयर द वर्ड फीलो और फिल कम्स फ्रॉम. हाइड्रोफिलिक पानी को अट्रैक्ट करने वाली चीज़. द वर्ड फिल और फीलो इज़ अ ग्रीक वर्ड विच लिटरली मीन्स लव और अट्रैक्शन. वी जनरली से इट एज लव. तो फीलो का मतलब तो ये हो गया. नाउ वी मूव टू द सेकेंड पार्ट ऑफ आवर वर्ड विच इज सॉफी. Sophie is yet another Greek word. It comes from the word Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, which means wisdom, which means knowledge. Not knowledge exactly, but wisdom. So when we combine these two parts of the same words, it is philo and Sophia, we get the word philosophy, which means the love for wisdom. So this is what the word actually means. And the meaning truly justifies the word. And I'll continue my story and you'll get to know ki how this word and the meaning literally justifies ki jo word ka meaning hai, how it justifies it. So I'll continue with the story. So when we started looking outside of us, when we started to look at the nature, and not just the nature, we looked at so many more things. People started to look at stars in a more intriguing way, in a more investigative way, not just looking at them through an eye of wonder ki oh wow what is this. They started looking at it in a very different way, to investigate ki okay this seems brilliant, but what is it actually? And this is where philosophy was born. And the first philosopher that we know of is Thales or Thales, however you want to pronounce it. So Thales, I'll call it Thales. So Thales was the first philosopher. He was a mathematician as well. And I'll tell you how the Western philosophy scenario is separated before we move on to Thales and his successors. So Greek history mein aur ग्रीक फॉर्मेट में फिलॉसफी इज़ वेरी डेफिनेटली अरेंज्ड. काफ़ी अच्छे तरीके से अरेंज्ड है उनकी फिलॉसफी और उनके फिलॉसफर्स. तो फॉर एंशंट फिलॉसफी देर आर द प्री सोक्रेटिक फिलॉसफर्स, देर आर the post-Socratic philosophers, and then there is Socrates. Socrates was a very big name in Greek philosophy, and we'll come to it. So Thales was a pre-Socratic philosopher. He was a philosopher, astronomer, mathematician. Basically, ye pehle ke jo log work karte the, they were brilliant at all these things. Kyunki pehle jo cheeze hain, wo bahut zyada depth mein nahi hoti thi. Mathematics was not so complex as it is today. Astronomy was not so complex as it is today. Philosophy was not really complex as it is today. तो थेलीज या थेल्स सबसे important anchor point है philosophy के लिए. He is considered to be the very first philosopher. And it is from Thales that all philosophy started. He had a scientific approach towards philosophy. Or बहुत ही ज़्यादा important काम रहा था. So Thales thought that everything was water. Everything came from water. Earth is a flat disk, and so many more propositions that we today might think of as stupid. हम लोग इसको बस stupid बोल के छोड़ देंगे कि अरे ये क्या बोल रहे हैं. But these were important things at that time. उसके बाद काफ़ी सारे philosophers ने आना शुरू किया. Anaximander was a philosopher after Thales. Anaximenes was a philosopher after Thales. They had different propositions of the world. So basically they looked at the nature of the world, and they were basically looking for the very first principle from which the world is made up of. So cosmology ke liye inka kafi sara importance di in logon ne, and they wanted to study the whole universe. So these were basically the pre-Socratic philosophers. Then, after the end of the pre-Socratic era, there came Socrates. और Socrates का एक बहुत ही बड़ा important contribution है Western और Greek philosophy में. Even Indian philosophy को भी बहुत ज़्यादा impact किया था Socrates ने. और Socrates जो हैं वो is very famous for his dialectical method for philosophy. And I think dialectical method is a great way to know about anything, to know the truth about anything, to know the facts about anything, even today. Or dialectical method kya hota, I'll tell you. So the dialectical method of philosophy is when you ask somebody a question, they answer it in some way or the other, then you analyze the answer, then you analyze if it's right or not, and then you give your counter argument, then the other person gives their counter argument, and it goes on and on and on until you reach a particular destination. So this is a great way to gather knowledge, because isse pehle, Socrates se pehle jo bhi knowledge thi, that was not really dialectical. Wo knowledge self-sustained thi, self tak hi rakhi jati thi, aur ज़्यादा उसमें दूसरों से सजेशंस नहीं लिया जाते थे. बट आफ्टर सोक्रेटीज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ फिलोसफी कम्प्लीटली चेंज्ड. एंड देर आर थ्री मेन फिलोसफर्स दैट आर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर द वेस्टर्न हिस्ट्री, विच इज़ सोक्रेटीज, प्लेटो एंड एरिस्टोटल. सोक्रेटीज वॉज द टीचर ऑफ प्लेटो, प्लेटो वॉज द टीचर ऑफ एरिस्टोटल, एंड एरिस्टोटल फॉर सम टाइम वॉज ऑल्सो द टीचर ऑफ अलेक्जेंडर द ग्रेट. सो these are the things that you need to take care of. So after the dialectical method, after Socrates, there were a lot of different people in the Western Greek world as well. There were sophists who taught virtues, who gave knowledge to people for money. So basically giving knowledge to people for money was regarded not so good in that earlier time. They were heavily criticized by other philosophers. The sophist jo log the, they were highly criticized for taking money for knowledge. On the other hand, Pythagoras had his own philosophy. There was a Pythagorean school started parallelly, and they were developing some cosmological nature of their world in their own system. और वो अपने लिए वर्ल्ड को डिफाइन कर रहे थे थ्रू मैथमेटिक्स एंड नंबर्स. एंड देर वर स्टोइक फिलोसफर्स एज वेल विच स्टार्टेड टू गिव देयर ओन फिलोसफी विच वर इनडिफरेंट टू एक्सटर्नल मैटर्स. एंड स्टोइसिज्म आज भी बहुत ज़्यादा वैल्यूबल है, एंड विल गेट टू नो मोर अबाउट इट लेटर इन द पॉडकास्ट. सो आफ्टर दिस पीरियड ऑफ सोक्रेटिस, प्लेटो एंड एरिस्टोटल एंडेड, उसके बाद फिलोसफी टुक अ ग्रेट टर्न, क्योंकि उसके बाद बहुत सारे स्कूल्स और बहुत सारे थॉट्स ऑफ फिलोसफी इमर्ज्ड. एंड द फर्स्ट ऑफ देम वाज रैशनलिज्म. एंड रैशनलिज्म स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम रेने डेकार्ट. रेने डेकार्ट बहुत ही फेमस फिलोसोफर हैं, बहुत ही अच्छी थ्योरीज दी थी उन्होंने. रैशनलिज्म वाज द स्टार्ट, एंड रैशनलिज्म वाज द स्टार्टिंग पॉइंट फ्रॉम रेने डेकार्ट. और रैशनलिज्म एक बहुत ही बेसिकली अच्छी अप्रोच है टुवर्ड्स फिलॉसफी. रैशनलिज्म इज बेसिकली यूजिंग द माइंड एंड अप्लाइंग लॉजिक नॉट टू द प्री कंसीव्ड नोशंस बट टू थिंग्स दैट वी ऑब्जर्व और थिंग्स दैट वी परसीव. सो रैशनलिज्म स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम रेने डिकार्ट. रेने डिकार्ट बेसिकली इज द फिलॉसफर हु वाज आल्सो अ मैथमेटिशियन एंड ही आल्सो गेव अस द कार्टेशियन प्लेन. कार्टेशियन प्लेन वही जो एक्स और वाई प्लेन जिसपे हम लोग ग्राफ प्लॉट करते हैं, दैट वॉज गिवन बाई रेने डिकार्ट. एंड देन देर वर अ लॉट ऑफ मोर फिलोसफर्स लाइक स्पिनोजा, लाइबनीज, हु वर इन द सेम, नॉट द सेम बट सिमिलर थॉट प्रोसेस एज रेने डिकार्ट, एंड दे वर मोर इंक्लाइंड टूवर्ड रैशनलिज्म. सो रैशनलिज्म एज आई सेड इज द यूज ऑफ लॉजिक, नॉट टू डॉगमाज, नॉट टू प्री कंसीव्ड नोशंस, बट टू knowledge, but to perceptions and senses. And then there was another school of philosophy developing parallelly, which was called empiricism, which told ki jo hum log perceive karte hain through our senses, through our five senses, this is the source of knowledge. So they said that knowledge comes only from the five senses, and there was a basic problem, the mind-body problem, which was very much concerning both for the rationalists and the empiricists. So John Locke, David Hume, and a lot of different philosophers were involved in empiricism. So after these rationalists and empiricists, Immanuel Kant aur bahut sare aise philosophers aaye jinhone dono ki theories ko combine karna shuru kar diya tha. So this was all in all the basic history of Western philosophy. On the other hand, philosophy was also developing in India as well. India mein orthodox or unorthodox schools of philosophy the, atheist or non-atheist schools the. So Buddhism, Jainism, Charvak, Vedant, Mimans, bahut sare aise philosophical schools the jinhone apni apni philosophy di thi. So I'll tell you what basically is needed for a school of philosophy to be called a school of philosophy. तो दो चीज़ें होती हैं फिलॉसफी में जो किसी भी सिस्टम को डिफाइन करने में हेल्प करती हैं. द फर्स्ट वन इज़ एपिस्टेमोलॉजी. तो एपिस्टेमोलॉजी इज़ द नॉलेज ऑफ नॉलेज, और टू डिस्क्राइब सिंपली मैं इसको ऐसे बताऊंगा कि हाउ डू वी नो दैट वी नो, कि नॉलेज का सोर्स क्या होता है, हाउ डू वी अटेन नॉलेज, हाउ डू वी गेट द नॉलेज ऑफ नॉलेज. सो यू गेट द आइडिया, राइट? सो दिस इज़ एपिस्टेमोलॉजी. Then the second thing in philosophy or for any philosophical school to be there is metaphysics. So metaphysics is how you define reality. How do you know what's real or not? Or God ka jo argument hota hai Western philosophy mein bhi aur Indian philosophy mein bhi, wo aata hai metaphysics ke andar. Is God real or not? Does the real world exist or not? So all these things come under the category of metaphysics. Aur God ke upar bhi bahut sari philosophy hai. You can also read that Saint Anselm was a great philosopher who talked about the existence of God, and all these people, Rene Descartes, Leibniz, Spinoza, Immanuel Kant, David Hume, all of them talked about the existence of God and the non-existence of God. Aur inke bahut hi acche arguments the which were very sound at that time, but later they had their own criticisms and they were highly criticized for the logics that they gave. Saint Thomas Aquinas was another great philosopher who talked about the existence of God, and he gave five different proofs for the existence of God, which you can read about a lot. So this was all in all the basic history of philosophy. This was all in all the story of philosophy that I was talking about. Now we move on to questions that are important for you and me. The questions being, why do we need philosophy today? जैसा कि मैंने बोला था कि रैशनलिज्म और एम्पिरिसिज्म की बात हुई थी, इवन इफ़ यू आर नॉट डीप इन टू फिलोसफी, देर आर थिंग्स विच कैन एक्चुअली हेल्प यू थ्राइव इन लाइफ. फिलोसॉफी गिव्स यू अ रैशनल थिंकिंग पावर टू एनालाइज थिंग्स वेरी रैशनली. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, दीज डेज यूथ एंड अ लॉट ऑफ टीनेजर्स थिंक लव टू बी जस्ट अ जोक, जो कि वो एक्चुअली नहीं है. एंड आई थिंक लव इज़ वेरी इरेशनल, एंड बट दैट इज़ अ टॉपिक फॉर अनदर पॉडकास्ट. बट रैशनलिज्म गिव्स यू अ लॉट ऑफ थिंकिंग पावर, अ लॉट ऑफ थिंकिंग एबिलिटी for the basic matters and for the complex matters of everyday life. And I think philosophy makes your life easier in those difficult moments. Plus, there are a lot of things. There is a school of philosophy, as I talked about, Stoicism. Stoicism will give you a lot of courage. At least it did to me when I was facing really hard times in my life. There were times when situation was not good. There were times when I had several issues in my life which were looking as if they were not going to end anytime soon. Us time pe stoicism helped me a lot. Stoicism basically, jaisa ki maine bataya ki, it is the philosophy of indifference to external matters, to work on yourself, to make yourself tough, to make yourself strong, to not care about what others think about you, to not care about what external situations or how hard the situation is, but to work on yourself, to meditate on yourself, and to do your own work. And I think Stoicism is the kind of philosophy that can help you in real life also. So now the scope of philosophy. There is an important reason why philosophy is taught in UPSC as well. UPSC, agar aap padhoge, UPSC mein there is an optional subject, philosophy paper 1 and philosophy paper 2. And the reason why philosophy is taught in UPSC is that it always promotes rational thinking. And for any officer, any government officer, or anyone who is at a position to take decisions for the country, for the general public, or for anybody, I think they should learn philosophy, because sometimes in your life you will be the person who is going to take decisions for your family, you will be the person who is going to take decisions for your partner, for your parents, and most importantly for yourself. And this rational thinking will always help you in taking better decisions throughout your life. And this rational thinking is provided to you by philosophy. But mind you, philosophy won't give you everything at all. You know, people think ki agar isne philosophy padh liya to I get to know a lot of different things. And you know, people really come up to me sometimes and ask ki are I did this and this, ab mere ko acha feel nahi ho raha, what do I do, mere sath ye ho gaya, what do I do? I'm not a problem solver, I'm a philosophy student. Philosophy people are rational, they move towards rationalism, but they are not perfect. Don't expect to study philosophy and become great in life. You'll not be great, you'll just be another homo sapien, but yes, a more rational one, a more thoughtful one, and probably a smarter one. But do not expect yourself to be perfect. Do not expect ki tumhe bahut sari cheeze aa jayengi. Do not expect tum bahut sari cheeze seekh jaoge aur tum baaki logon se better ho jaoge. You'll surely be better than your yesterday's version, but you can't answer or know everything at all. And I think it is probably a very difficult word to say this, lekin when people ask you something and you really do not know it, it is very tough to say I don't know. These are probably one of the toughest words when it comes to your testing of knowledge. When somebody tests you of your knowledge, तो उस टाइम पे ये आई डोंट नो वर्ड्स कहना बहुत डिफिकल्ट लगता है. ट्रस्ट मी, इफ़ यू आर मोर हम्बल, इवन इफ यू स्टडी फिलोसफी और नॉट, इवन यू हैव फिलोसफी इन योर लाइफ और नॉट, दीज वर्ड्स विल ऑलवेज हेल्प यू. दिस विल ऑलवेज मेक यू मोर हम्बल एंड दिस विल ऑलवेज टेल योर सेल्फ, दिस विल ऑलवेज टेल यू दैट इज देयर, दैट देयर इज सो मच टू लर्न, दैट देयर इज सो मच होप फॉर ग्रोथ, that you can always learn more and you can always grow more. So that was it for my podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed the great story and how I took you through the philosophical things, how philosophy started and why it is needed today. This was Utkarsh Rana for the Asterix Show, and I really hope that you enjoyed the podcast. And this is me signing off. Thank you so much.